This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
They say I'm too Goku for Roku, ladies and gentlemen. I am not a big anime fan. I don't really follow it, but they put me in a lot of them, so I guess I am a fan now. So that's a weird, archaic, what do you even say archaic? It's an interesting piece of factoid lore. All right. There's so many angles, there's so many facets to this. The free press, so-called, land of the free, home of the brave, papers in Germany, England, the U.S., Canada. Yay, take Alex Jones off. He's evil. He's bad. He's sending people to be mean to children. And then the lawyers use my voice to say things I haven't ever said. And it was kind of I already knew that, but it was like really an awakening that we keep doing videos and sending them letters and responding and saying, stop, stop. And they're like, nope, we're not going to stop. So, okay, well, I'm going to have to do something. Leave it at that. So that's where all this is going. And then you've got Roku saying, we believe the First Amendment. And then hours later taking down the app. It's like a severed head or something that they're shaking around like, you know, pygmies or folks in Afghanistan playing polo with human heads. We got him, we got him. He spent all the money on this app. And we took them down. I heard about it a few months ago. Hey, there's some veterans and some patriots building a first-class app. Or paid for Roku. And we were getting over a million viewers a week on Roku. So I was like, oh, that's great. Launches one day, goes to number one. And in the trending. And they just it went to the front page. And it freaked out the left. So they all jumped in action and it made the Sandy Hook lawyers just go into like piranha mode, just feeding frenzy, and they were just like, we're under attack, he's sending people right now. Those are the quotes. Help the children, he's sending them, the parents. God, please, no, God, he's on the air. And I'm like, of course, never said that, and I'm not saying it currently. And they're like, we're sorry, we didn't know he was trying to send people to hurt people. Well, he's down, he's down. That's the real defamation right there. Trump, they're like, we want you off the air. And so we're going to keep saying you're doing this currently. And I'm just like, wow, you just crossed the Rubicon. You just crossed the Rubicon in a massive way. Now, he's been with us for the next 30 minutes. And we've got Tom Papert, who does an amazing job, manages a TV station, and has his own successful show. He's on Twitter at RealGeTrump. At RealGeTrump. And on Facebook, he is God Emperor Trump Official. So we should have introduced him that way. And I know I'm ranting. I'm going to shut up and let him talk. What do you make of all this? You also write for Big League Politics.
You know, Alex, I think what this is a brilliant example of how the left wing marches in lockstep with their allies in the media. You know, I'm convinced we had lots of downloads on the app. The guy who made it talked to me. He said there were thousands of downloads on day one. It was extremely successful with no marketing. But I'm convinced that the left stalks you, Alex. I think they've been watching you. They have a Google alert set up. They found out about this app and they called in all of their allies because it was every single outlet from the Daily Beast to the Huffington Post, to the New York Times, to the Washington Post, all within a couple hours. Before anybody on the right even knew about this app, we had the left rioting in the streets practically, saying that Alex Jones needs to be pulled off Roku. So I think the real interesting thing here is they played their card a little too strong. They showed their hand, I think. We now know that this is all about censoring you. It's all about economically strangling InfoWars. There's no grassroots movement. There's no people that are concerned you're profiting off the lives of dead children. That's all just a fictitious nonsense that the leftist media created so they could have an excuse to go after you, which is, I think, what this is all about.
And by the way, you're a better talk show host than I am in many ways. You kind of leave a little to be discovered. I always say it up front. They're in the Washington Post and New York Times, how they blueprinted it, how Jack Dorsey at CNN quarterbacked it. But then they sent in the Sandy Hook lawyers to say, I was coming after the families right now. You got to get him off us. The wolf's at the door. Call the SWAT team. God, Jones, stop it. No, he's here. Come on. Fast, fast. Imperial troops under the base. And they're like, we better take him down. Hell. None of it was true, but hey, so what?
It might cost money if we don't, right? Gotta get Alex gone.
Yeah, gotta get rid of him.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
We're now into the second hour of the worldwide broadcast, and you know, I didn't invent gonzo journalism like Hunter S. Thompson. But you could say Alex Jones is the king of unintentional gonzo journalism. Because any subject, anything we do, instantly the story becomes Alex Jones. Which they kind of created their own monster, because I can go to any press conference, any public event, and just take it over in minutes. And they don't know what to do. Because we were huge with our awesome audience. God bless them. We wouldn't be here without them. Trying to change the world and changing the world. But with the left, they just ignored us. But now they've turned me into Godzilla, Mothra, King Kong, all at once, and I've got to be destroyed. And so, a new fan app that we authorized in like a two-minute meeting, I said, sure, yeah, let folks build a fan app. Fine, great. For Roku, we have an old, cruddy one that we built 7 years ago. And when I say cruddy, I mean it was 7 years ago. And it had over 1 million views a week, but it just had some of the videos that got fed to it, and it was all broken. Well, this new one started shooting to the top. And so it was on the front page because it was most popular. That's how their algorithm works. And so it was red alert. They don't want to see something in the left that, you know, that's there. And so it went into overdrive, and all this happened. And then the Washington Post says they called in the cavalry. When Roku said, we're not going to ban Jones, he doesn't do anything illegal, we're just a platform, a window to the internet for your television, they called in the Sandy Hook lawyers, who said, and I've got the quotes here, that Jones is harassing and sending people to families' homes right now, clear and present danger, you know, the robbers are at the door, basically, alert, alert, we have an emergency. Never said go to their houses, never said do any of that. But they keep saying it in my voice, which is extremely actionable. But they can't help it. They can't stop doing it. Because the Democratic Party uses the poor children and the families that have been traumatized, that they've, you know, gotten into their system, in my view, to come after me and to go at me and to say things in my name that they say. So my identity has been stolen by the Democratic Party and the spin machine. Because when Hillary Clinton gave that dark heart speech, and she said, I am to blame, and that Alex Jones is the most horrible person in the world, what did Cenk Uygur of the Young Turds say? He said, Alex Jones is the worst person in the world for saying George Soros was a Nazi collaborator. He said he was a hero that was captured by the Nazis. I mean, I guess you could say Hitler was captured by the Nazis. So, by that extension. So that's on 60 Minutes. That's on NPR. That's in magazine interviews. He did it. He said it. Oh, but the Nazi collaborator, he's not bad. Not the media promoting the you know, dead children constantly and demonizing the Second Amendment, getting ratings out of it. Oh, no, I'm the one that profited from it. And I guess they kind of think I must be like them. Because in this latest thing, they're like, show us all the marketing material about Sandy Hook. Oh, you mean how the stations didn't like us saying it was staged and I lost stations? You mean there isn't marketing material? I get a piece of paper about what I think about something and I talk to a camera. There's your marketing around here. That's your marketing department. I come up with the basic designs, the banners and stuff. Probably not the best at it. We have a great crew over there. But let me go to our guest. It's the epiphany that I'm not looking forward to all this, but I think the truth's going to come out in the end because they've overplayed, they've gone so far, and they're using me, once the precedent's set, to take everybody else off. And that's what's so dangerous here. It's like Congressman Steve King. Western civilization's great. We should be proud of it. We should teach it in civics. We should have English be the national language. If you don't have that, you die. That's basic boilerplate stuff you got to have, like bulkheads on submarines. You can't have screen doors, okay? It's like oxygen. You got to have it. They scramble this quote where he says, you know, don't compare nationalism and Western civilization to white supremacy. They're not. And they call that defending. Well, they say Trump's dirty for saying nationalism. This is what these people are doing. And you talk to the average liberal leftist. They are mental patients. The only followers of this are a bunch of mental patients whose only power is getting in everybody's face and trying to control the narrative and trying to make us their slaves, trying to turn the reality upside down. And because the globalists are soulless sociopaths, they always try to find a cause or some children or something they can use to make them look good. But in reality, they don't care about the deadly vaccines or the GMOs or the millions killed by radical Islam. They don't care about any of that real stuff. They don't care about the migrant children with all the diseases bringing into the U.S. and the schools. They care about power. Going back to our guest, Tom Papert, who's awesome, a little wound up today, at Twitter at Real G. E. Trump, and of course, God Emperor Trump official on Facebook. He is awesome. He's also a radio and TV host. I'm going to shut up now for this segment and the next because you've made some incredible observations. And again, I don't want to talk about myself all day. This is like a window into the world, though, how they're doing this, how they're getting more crazed, how they're getting, though, more territory every day, how they're destroying rights and freedom everywhere. We sit back and go, my God, this is insane. But you know what? They're taking over. What do we need to do?
Well, one thing that I want to point out is they're making this about you. They're making you talk about yourself. You know, I honestly doubt, Alex, that you would have ever uttered the word Sandy Hook over the past probably 3 or 4 years had it not been for all these lawsuits, had it not been for all these false quotes that they attribute to you and false actions that they attribute to you. You don't care about dead kids. InfoWars has plenty of ways to make money. I've got 3 of them right here on my desk right now without any dead kids. That's not Alex Jones. That's them. They're the ones dragging them into this over and over and over again, putting the parents through trauma over and over and over again. That is completely the left, nothing to do with InfoWars. Now, as far as some kind of way to get out of this, I think I spoke to the creator of the app last night, interviewed him on my show, and I think he's right when he says 2 different approaches. One, we need to get distributed. The blockchain is great. We need to start, you know, if we're not going to be totally active on these new social media networks, maybe we just form a presence on there and pop in every so often. Be distributed. Don't make it so they can shut you down in one place. And then the other thing is conservatives have got to get angry because Roku first said, we believe in the First Amendment. We believe Alex Jones has a right to speak. We're not going to get into the business of violating the First Amendment. That was Roku's original statement. They actually put that out on Twitter and later deleted it after the leftist mob came to attack them. And you see, all of this is just fear of the leftist mob. They're afraid that the Huffington Post is going to go and contact all of their advertisers and say, don't buy any more ads on Roku because they support Alex Jones, which means they think kids should die.
So the bottom line is they're a bunch of bullies and we've got to call their bluff. And that's what I should have said up front. Yes, this is bullying. They accuse us of being bullies. No, they are the bullies and they are running rampant.
And the people defending against the bully, that's not another bully. That's a hero. That is the hero who comes in to protect the weak children. So when we defend ourselves, when we say, well, you know what? I'm not going to buy Roku. I'm not going to use Roku. It's gone. Because of that, that makes a big difference. I think it does at least, because that's all the fear is here. It's all money to Roku. I think this is the first example where this hasn't been ideology. Obviously, Tim Cook at Apple hates your guts. Jack Dorsey at Twitter hates your guts. Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook hates your guts. But I think this is the first time where a company wanted to do the right thing, and they were so terrified, literally shaking in their boots, that they just said, Okay, leftists, we'll do whatever you want. Get rid of Alex Jones, sure, okay. Yep, keep the Young Turks on the platform, you got it, anything you want. Just don't go after our advertisers, please, we need the money. And we need to show them that conservatives, we're the ones who really have this money.
You know, and just at an instinctive cellular level, I don't like boycotts and I don't like throwing weight around, but they started it. And I agree. I haven't gotten my Gillette razors out yet and thrown them in the trash and made a stunt out of it. I'm going to do that today. I have Roku in my house. I also have a cloud TV on the computer here at the office. I'm going to pull it out and I'm going to smash it. And I'm going to encourage everybody to call them and email them and let them know it is out of our house. And also, all these big look, the NFL, they're down 30%+ with all their anti-American crap. Good. Let it all die. You're right. We work. We have the power. We're the adults. We're not the mental patient globalist. And we're done. And that's what I feel at a gut level last night, this morning. I all of a sudden feel really good. I've never felt this good. And it's an instinctive and spiritual understanding, but also political, Tom, that we're going to win. And they've gone way too far. We'll be back with Tom Papert of God Emperor Trump. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's THEBestEDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you return to the island without me. Longing for the sun, be welcome on the island many miles away from home. Be welcome on the island.
If you just joined us, this is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones. We have talk show host, TV station manager, Tom Papert. He's on Facebook at God Emperor Trump Official and on Twitter, Real G.E. Trump. And he's a smart cookie, and we're looking at all the perspectives of Roku in less than 6-7 hours after a total hysteria launched by the organized fascist left, having been taken off of Roku, where we had an app for or a page for almost 7 years. Over a million people just on our old Roku system we made. We're watching it every week. We had those statistics from them. And then some fans, and the gentleman's joining us next segment, built it. Started out on Veterans Day last year because they were worried about what they saw happening. Built a first-class app. It shot to the front page because the algorithm showed that it was going towards the top. And we've had other apps go to number one in news, like Apple, and then they banned that. We're still on Google Play for now. It's really important to go there to Infowars.com/show or Infowars.com/app and get those. Because for now, when they took our app off Apple, it's still there if you got it via Apple. And it'll be the same thing if they do that via Google Play, which we know is getting targeted by the globalists as well. They are lobbying heavily to have that taken. But if you have it on your phone or on your computer, then you at least still have it. So Infowars.com/show. And I know a lot of you already have it. Tell others, hey, find out what's so verboten. Go get this information for yourself. This is incredibly important. And again, I know I lobby and push the listeners to help us and spread the word. You're the real power of this operation. Without you, it's over. But they are working around the clock to take us off the air. And the reason I'm getting Tom on, we got to get him on more often, is he crystallized it all right up front. The whole theme of this broadcast should have been from the beginning, not just how they're saying things in my name I didn't say. They're the ones actually saying the stuff they say is hurtful and horrible. That's big, but not as big as these bullies are out of control. They're running around in organized brigades trying to silence everyone. They're clear and present authoritarians, and conservatives need to boycott Gillette, saying men having hair is evil, but that men are bad, literally. We need to boycott all of these people, the NFL, the NBA, all these anti-American groups, ladies and gentlemen, and let them know. Not just give them a political bloody nose, but politically end them. They're trying to end us. They started the fight. Withdraw your money from these stinking bastards now. Roku. Absolute crap. Everyone needs to remove it. But any of these big outfits, let me tell you, if you want to kill the cable companies and the pedophile-obsessed things out there, like the whole situation with Netflix, you must get the digital antennas, hundreds of channels in big cities, dozens and dozens in small towns, sub-channels. When I moved once and didn't have cable and stuff hooked up, I went and bought, I'm not just saying this because Tom manages a TV station we just happen to be on in Kansas. It's that this is so critical that this was like 3 years ago. I was like, my God, There's hundreds of channels in Austin, all the old reruns, 9 channels of PBS, all the old Frontlines, all the old documentaries, all the old World War II movies, all the old John Wayne movies, all the Clint Eastwood movies, Bonanza, Rawhide, hilarious Mexican TV, 20 channels of that. I mean, just, I'm watching the Mexican film stars, how could you quit looking, the female stars, the best looking women out there, and you're sitting there looking at all of this, and it's just completely insane. And meanwhile, it's free. It's free. And that's the revolution I've wanted, to get on local, low-powered TV stations, digital channels, big stations, you name it, which we've gotten on a lot of them, is that people can learn that that's how they do it and pay zero to the dirtbag Hollywood scum. I want to destroy Netflix and all these outfits, ladies and gentlemen, and you do it by getting shows like this on local TV. I know, Tom, you got to get back to work, and I've been running over you. I'm so hyped up today. I apologize. Tom, continue on with us.
Alex, I'm happy to stay as long as you want me. Thanks for having me on the show. I want to say one thing about local low-power TV. Like you said, all you need is an antenna. The average little tiny city, I live in Wichita, Kansas, like 300,000 people live in here. That's all. We have 80 channels you can get with an antenna. It's absolutely insane. And one of them, of course, is InfoWars TV, a 24/7 live TV network. Starts with David Knight in the morning, you in the midday, Owen Schroyer. It's, of course, got the weekend programming as well with Mike Adams. And it is possibly the most watched TV channel in this city at this point. I say that without a modicum of irony in me, because people are finding out about it. They're finding out that nobody's going to take it down unless there's some kind of grassroots campaign to boycott the TV station, and then they get scared. But we have something called the FCC that's going to protect you here. There's nobody like Tim Cook who's going to say, all right, no more Alex on this TV channel. Doesn't work that way. The government comes in. The government actually does its job and protects the freedom of speech on the public airwaves, which I think is why it's so crucial. Because just today, this morning, we wake up and we see now there's another article saying that you need to be banned from Facebook again. Nobody even knew you had anything left on Facebook. I know you've got the News Wars page. Paul Joseph Watson has some pages on there. And then, of course, there's a fan-made one that they attribute to you. And
those are fan pages, too. I mean, sometimes I guess the social network guys send people links and things out on the list. But, yes, they're hunting it down. Like, if I even have a voice, or if I even have a chance to respond on Facebook to lies that they're saying about me, I've got to be taken down.
Right. The next step is going to be ban anybody who talks about Alex Jones, which I think is already happening in the algorithm. Anytime we write an article about you, Alex, if we put your face in it, the reach goes very far lower than what we expected. It's a viral-looking article. It's got Alex Jones in the headline. It should be everybody's favorite article of the day. I honestly believe if your face is in it, if your full name, Alex Jones, is in it, they're going to do what they can to take it back. So that's the next step. Anybody who even talks about Alex Jones, you're going to get a Snopes.com article underneath their comment saying, did you know this comment is fake news? Alex Jones hates kids. That's where we're heading with all this stuff. We have to ban anybody who even wants to defend you. And I think, again, the solution is to get away from these people. Maybe we just don't spend so much time on Facebook. Maybe instead of watching it on a Roku device, we get an antenna and watch you on Channel 5.4 in Wichita, Kansas. There are lots of other ways we can fight these people economically. And the next thing I think we need to do is say, well, who's advertising on Roku? Who are they worried about losing? Well, maybe some of those people are companies that have conservative leanings. Maybe we need to start contacting them and say, hey, did you know that you're spending money with a company that is firmly anti-First Amendment? Can you defend that for me, please? Can you defend why your company supports demolishing the First Amendment? I don't know how these people will answer, and I think if enough conservatives demand an answer, they're going to be in trouble.
Tom Papert, you're absolutely right, and there's something really sexy about the government and Tim Cook and the media not knowing what you're watching and listening to. Sure, it's fun to click it and pause it and have it when you want it with all this digital stuff, but there's something so much fun about the antenna hooked into the TV, and then it's like whatever's on, you go around looking, and it's like it's more fun, and it's just, and I'm telling you, that's the answer. To the point, folks, I think I'm going to buy digital TV antennas in mass and just sell them at cost to listeners at InfoWarsStore.com to just really hype that revolution of getting back to where you see the information, it doesn't see you. Ever think of that? You watch TV, it doesn't watch you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, right, we have got a full house here. We have Tom Papert riding shotgun with us. He is a manager at one of the great TV stations we're on that is one of the highest rated, if not the most watched channel in Wichita, that we're on 24 hours a day. InfoWars TV, that was on Roku, now off. And then we've also got John of OTP, InfoWars Roku app developer, who were listeners. They contacted Zimmerman, if memory serves, a few months ago and said, hey, these developers are really good developers. They want to build this for free. Can they have the authorization? I said, absolutely. And it went to the front page the first day, and then it got banned by the left because they said that I was sending people live time, continuing to do horrible things and send people to the houses of Sandy Hook children, which I never did, period. So it's simply insane. Now, we also are going to have our sound guy. He'll just go by Connor. So I've told the crew, anytime they want to pop in on air and make these great points during the breaks, please do it. And he was talking about a book he read about television and the history of it, which is totally true. And if you understand this, it is super deep. And then you understand the entire enchilada of how at first, why was TV so wholesome, so good, so avant-garde? Because it was reflecting the world it already saw. Make TV like it was. And that's how it was, folks. Especially in America, the globalists were threatened by the superior civilization. That's where everybody wanted to get into America. It was pretty much like, in most areas, what you saw on Leave It to Beaver or what you saw on Gunsmoke. Okay? And so John Wayne was just a regular dude. The guys in the military were the real John Waynes, okay? So corrupt people were threatened by it. So they learned to use TV to make the world however they wanted. Notice TV has now turned the world, the sick culture of Hollywood is turning the whole world into Hollywood. So I've kind of made the point, but get into the book and the specifics because you're making some great points, Connor.
Hey, Alex. So essentially what the book is called is Trust Me, I'm Lying, Confessions of a Media Manipulator. So what he talks about in this book, you kind of just touched on, the concept of how TV became this reflection of society. So when TV was this new medium that was being made, it was essentially it was fluid. They didn't really know what to do with it when they first started making it. And they kind of had to just come up with ideas as to, like, create something that was a reflection of reality in society. And as they kind of started to polish this out over time, they eventually started to kind of figure out how to fine-tune television as an accurate reflection of society. But over time, as society became more and more dependent on television and started to become more engaged with it, and it became the predominant medium in society as the go-to place for entertainment information, over time, society started to reflect what television was. And so now when you look into, kind of flash forward to the modern day where we're at now, now he takes the internet as the a very similar analogy as to when the internet was first created, it was kind of just this mess of information. You know, like websites, where you don't know how to find them. Information was everywhere. There was no real linear organization to it all. It was chaotic. It was erratic. But now, where things are kind of becoming more streamlined, more funneled down, we kind of have a more logical way of using the internet. Well, now it seems as though we as a people are becoming a reflection of the internet. This erratic, short-tempered, our ability to...
Mental illness is exploding. The average attention span is 12.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to get at here. The attention span is just being diminished ridiculously because of that. And that's exactly what the internet has done to us. So, yeah, you made those points earlier about what TV is doing. And it's just... I just found it fascinating. I just wanted to spill it out on you during...
Well, Connor, you're always saying really smart stuff. So is Zach. So is everybody back there. So anytime you guys are trying to tell me a great point, I always say, take the real world and put it out there. These great discussions, the great energy we burn, I mean, it's a great... We ought to put live cameras out there sometime and just have a reality TV show of what's happening out there, because that's where you get to see everything, the research, what we're doing. But imagine to the fakes in the corporate media. They think we sit around in boardrooms and go, let's say Sandy Hook didn't happen and hurt people's feelings. We'll make lots of money off of that. We lost money doing it. Just like saying 9/11 is an inside job investigated. It didn't mean radical Islam wasn't real. It meant there were stand downs, and that's now been proven. I lost almost all my radio stations, 70-plus beautiful radio stations, a lot of them huge. I went from, I mean, I lost millions because I told the truth. But they want to steal my identity and say, I'm going to say this. It's incredible. It's absolutely insane. But it shows, I think the bottom has dropped out. And because of the radicalness on TV, all the murder, all the death, all of it, it's also blurred reality with fantasy. And people are just conditioned now to not value the basic underpinning of what built this society. Tom, we're going to go to John here. Tell us about John, because you know John as well. It's this great community out there and what he did. And then we'll go to John.
Well, it does just fascinate me how every patriot, it seems like if you're doing this long enough, you meet each other. So I've known John on Facebook for a couple years now. I've known that he is a real whiz when it comes to programming. He's a software engineer by trade, working at kind of a high-profile place, which I think is why he doesn't want it to get out. And he just kind of said a few months ago on Veterans Day weekend, in fact, I think I want to make an InfoWars app for Roku. I think that would be fun. I could lay in bed and watch InfoWars. It'll be cool. It'll be perfect HD. People without good TV reception won't have to worry about getting a high-power antenna, putting it on a 20-foot pole. I'm going to do this. So he sat down. He started figuring out, you know, how he was going to do it, what the approval process looked like. He discovered, of course, that Roku already had an InfoWars app, which he took as an indication that the platform valued freedom of speech. And he got his wife to make some graphics. It looked really slick. You've been showing some of the screenshots, I know, that we posted to BigLeaguePolitics.com. And took him about 2.5-3 months. They got it done. It worked fantastically. Roku actually tested the app, watched you live, so they knew what it was. And everything looked to be great, of course, until yesterday about, 10 o'clock in the morning when the left-wing outrage machine started. So I kind of feel bad for John because he was just trying to do a good thing, and now I know he feels kind of like he's hurt InfoWars because he got your other one banned, but I know he's just a brilliant patriot. He was trying to do his best.
Oh, absolutely. And so the app was born on January 14th. 2019, it died on January 15th, killed by leftist outrage mobs run by CNN, the Washington Post, and PR operatives of the Democratic Party, just out there engaged in total disinformation. But we salute John. No. I mean, he got in the ring. He did a great job. And something about engineers and software people. I have a sneaking suspicion that the mother of invention is necessity. And so I think we're the doers, not the people that pull things down. I think this is going to blow up in their face. John, good to have you on, and thanks for building the app. Even though it only lived one day, it did shoot to the front page, trending towards number one. So, you know, your baby lived one day, but it was a beautiful baby.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on. It's been quite a surreal experience in just a few hours.
And you know, I always talk too much, so I ran over, about to go to break. But just in 60 seconds, what spurred you to do this?
After InfoWars got banned off YouTube, I started to realize that there really wasn't a place for anyone to watch InfoWars. And I knew about the Roku app, and you guys launched some new shows last year, and I wanted to make those available. I enjoyed the War Room and David Knight show as well. I thought a few months about building this app shortly after August. I saw your InfoWars Live app get banned as well. And then I realized there's collusion between Google and Apple, and that they're really going after these platforms, strategically trying to ban you. So that was really the trigger that made me do it. I was actually streaming InfoWars on YouTube for a little while before I got banned on there as well. So this was the idea of something that could be permanent. But it apparently didn't last.
And now the controlled fascist left has gone from denying that they censor to just saying ban everyone in just an arrogant, power-mad lust with the blood of censorship fresh in their greedy, wolf-like mouths. We'll be back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now, we've got a lot of exciting things we're working on right now, like just a little fire stick that you plug in your TV and you get all the InfoWars broadcast, everything. This revolution towards everybody being able to have their own stick or their own Roku box and have the price down to where it's basically just the price of shipping is where it's going, and that's where we're going. But I love Cloud TV. I love One American News. We're partnering with all these folks to stand up against the censorship because this country is in a real war. It's in a real fight. And so many of the best journalists I know are liberals. They're not leftists. Prager University breaks that down. They're classical liberals like Thomas Jefferson, like Cassandra Fairbanks. She's a big liberal. Anti-war, all this other stuff, like Rand Paul. But she's not a leftist. okay? And now she's fighting hard and being called, you know, a Nazi and stuff by the mainstream media. And these people are the ones that are involved in the dissension, in the infighting, in the racism, and America is getting sick and tired of it. You know, this morning, I tend to get too hyper on air for some reason. It's almost like a way I like power through it. But in the new studio I'm moving into, it's a lot darker. For whatever reason, it feels more like a radio studio. I'm a lot calmer in there. You've been seeing some of the reports. I shot about a 16-minute report this morning. That's my official statement on Roku and on Sandy Hook. And it's going to be very important, and I need your help, folks. They will never let my statements get out. So they can keep lying about what I said and did. And that's why I have to make the Sandy Hook documentary now. I'm announcing that. About the event and about what came out of it and about the whole process of being persecuted around it and the disinformation and what I really said versus how they edited it. And, of course, the film is going to be my defense. And so I'm going to make the film, and it will be put out there for everybody so people know the truth. But they plan to not just crucify me on this and make me die on this hill. They plan to destroy the entire First Amendment. So we're going to go back to John. And, again, I'm not the technical guy. I saw a Facebook up there that looks like you could still, I guess, get the app that was on Roku, or we'll see how John's going to fight back. I want to explain something. People call me constantly, or I get emails, and in customer service I hear, a man called and he wants to know, you know, he owns 10 concrete trucks. This actually happened in Cleveland. This was a couple months ago. He wants to know if he can paint Infowars.com down the side. And I get respecting somebody and all that, but we're an information operation. You can tattoo InfoWars on your wife's rear end if you want to. My point is, it's a symbol of rebellion against tyranny, a symbol of standing up for the unborn, a symbol of standing up for self-defense, a symbol of standing up for free speech against bullies, the Chi-Coms, the globalists, all of them. Okay? So like it or not, we become a symbol of this. We have to fight. We have to get into it and actually know it's a blessing. This is going to backfire on them. The Lord works in mysterious ways. It already has in many ways. So people call and say, can I put InfoWars on the side of my barn? Not just yes, but hell yes. Can I kiss your butt to do it? Free to air, everything. It's all free to air. You can do anything you want with our stuff. You don't think the Washington Post and the Young Turds and Megyn Kelly, when they edit my videos about Hillary killing kids in the Middle East, funding ISIS, turns it into killing kids in a pizza place, mixing two clips together, you don't think she asked permission, that evil, dumb witch that everybody hates now? She died on the hill trying to take me down, didn't she, politically? So we're in a war here, folks, so you don't need my permission for jack squat. In fact, I love GCN. I love Ted, but GCN's its own deal. We run, obviously, a more high-tech operation. Out of niceness, I still let them carry it, and they get half the commercials. It's a bad business decision. The one reason I may leave GCN, I've let Ted know this, is I want to just give our radio stations all the ads so I get more affiliates. You can just have them all, and I'll do one plug an hour on air. I mean, I've done a lot of innovating stuff, and I want to do that, but my loyalty is my weakness sometimes. I love Ted to death, but I don't know. I already intended this year to I don't know what I'm going to do. The point is, air the sucker. Do whatever you want with it, okay? I want to get the word out. I want to get around the censors, period. Now, we're going to go to our guest here and let him have the floor because I'm hyperventilating and out of control. And we'll do 5 more minutes with Tom Papert in the next hour, TV station manager here. But people ask, how are you so excited? I've had one cup of coffee today. When this stuff happens, I get energized, man. They're taking our children's birthright. They're killing America in front of us. So if you're a radio listener, I have a hammer in my hand, a small sledgehammer. I don't know the technical name of this. A 4-lib sledgehammer, 4-pound, east wing, and I am going to smash the Roku commie stick. Can we? I'm not saying take away their free speech. I'm not saying I'm going to shut them down. I wish no harm against them. I'm saying that you're smashing my free speech. You're out of my life, and everyone I know that knows you is going to have you out of their lives, Roku. So it's fitting that you be destroyed on top of a Roger Stone book so I don't smash the table, the Clinton War on Women, available at InfoWarsStore.com. So, bye-bye to Roku. Hello to Cloud. Ah, that didn't feel too good. Can we bring it back up here one more time, please? May I have an assistant here? Again, I'm not trying to break the table here, so I'm being... I'm being very, very judicious. Yeah, no, it's fine. Can I just have the stick? Thank you. I need to finish killing it. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm being judicious here, but I need to go ahead and act a little bit more manly and take this sucker out. Close shot, please, for the money shot. All right. And now let's get the box. Sorry, that fell off again. Will somebody bring me the box, please? And then we'll smash it on Jeb and the Bush crime family. Yes, we will take care of that for everyone right now. Thank you very much, Daria. There you go. Maybe we should have her do it. She's tougher than I am. Here we go. There we go. Let's see how it like that. I'm really not trying. It's a little tough little bugger. Kind of like America. I wish Roku would have joined America, but it just can't seem to do it. That little sucker's tough to take out. I should be wearing safety glasses here and being more politically correct, because I'm not really even hitting it hard. So, come here, I'll get you now. Okay, I'm getting mad now. I'm going to get this guy. This sucker's tough. Roku, you will pay! I tell you, it's harder than a jar of pickles. Do what? I'm going to use the backside of the hammer. Well, it is a little compound little sucker. I tell you, Roku's almost as tough as the First Amendment, but, you know, they killed it, so maybe we can deal with them. There you go, right there, ladies and gentlemen. Say bye-bye. That was a better idea. That got it. Okay, now it's been destroyed. And that's just a primitive chimpanzee behavior, but it was fun to do. I'm going to stop ranting now. I apologize for making you hold, John. John, how are you going to fight back against this? Is there a way to find the app that was known as the Roku app?
Yes, actually, so there is a long process to get approved to be in the App Store, but from the beginning, there is always an option to have a non-certified Roku channel, and I was sharing that with friends in a beta test, and actually, I put up a link, it's also on the Facebook page with the Use App button, and that link will take you to your My Roku account, and once you log in, you can add it, but you will also receive a message saying that the content may be offensive or inappropriate for some audiences and that Roku doesn't condone it. I mean, to be clear, they never condoned the content to begin with. They were very clear at the beginning to protect free speech. But it seemed like somebody, the media was one thing. To have such a slew of articles, you know, trying to slander Roku over doing this and them defending themselves, about midday, around six hours into it, I think, they began to cave. And I think it had something to do with the Sandy Hook lawyer, because he's been referenced in a lot of these, and that's been these articles.
The Washington Post says, you know, when we learned that Jones was sending people live time to their houses via the app, we had to stop him, which wasn't true. Just totally made up. And it's like, I was using it as a communication device to launch Sherman tanks, you know, and Blitzkrieg armies. And so none of that's true, but that's how they got the immediacy of getting around the First Amendment of, he's sending people to the houses, stop him, which I didn't do.
Exactly. And so I want to fight back on Roku, but and maybe we can try to push them. I would encourage everybody to send emails to Roku. I think what they had trending was boycott Roku on Twitter yesterday, and I think we can easily take back that hashtag and push back on our side. Clearly, Roku was afraid of that initially.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to have to happen. You know, you don't just think the lawyers are in the news saying I'm actively sending people to the houses to harass kids. Never happened. Certainly not happening now. You know, then we've gotten the word they're also threatening to sue people or implying it. So I've got to file lawsuits, and it's happening. Don't worry. It's 100% on. I've got to file a bunch of lawsuits now just to get my name back, because this crap of them running around saying Jones is actively sending people to houses right now. Help us. Oh, God, he's here. Oh, 911, Jones is here. Roku, they're using you to attack us. Help us. Ah! Ah! I mean, it's just like they're trying to create hysteria. But just wait. Just wait. Once these lawsuits are filed, it'll be a whole other world. Stay right there. Come back to you, John.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk.